Aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. It has been much too long since I recorded a podcast. I'm down here in the studio.
Basement.
And Miss Thang is cleaning up cat vomit. And, well, it's not really vomit, it's food. It's unchewed, undigested food. We got a new cat that we don't. No, we didn't donate. You don't donate and get a cat. You go and you adopt a cat. That's what we did. We adopted a new cat. His name is Rain, and you'll find out more about that later in the show. What I say, you probably hear the dog barking because you know this place is nuts. Typically, anyway. So since I was going to say, since it's been too long since I recorded, Miss Thang and I do another podcast that you may or may not know about called Wrinkled Sheets. And that's a totally different podcast than Remasculate. And we do, it's just she and I on that show. And I thought, since it's been so long and I'm not going to get a chance to record a new show before I head out for work, I'm going to go do a cruise ship for a couple weeks around Europe. Tough life, I know. But I thought, you know what I'll do? I'll put up our latest Wrinkled Sheets. You can listen to this and you can discover a new podcast. So that's what I'm going to do. This will be Remasculated Wrinkled Sheets. Enjoy. Oh, by the way, let me know what you think of this new show, old show, our show. All right? Here we go. Wrinkled Sheets. I started the program again. Here we go. We recorded a little bit. It jacked up.
Computer hates us.
It does. And you get annoyed when I have to start over.
No, I'm fine. I'm not. Okay. Do you understand? There's weekend Janet and there's weekday Janet.
Uh-huh.
When you're like, hey, let's record a podcast during the week, and I've worked all day.
Right.
And I come home, and I'm like, okay, it's go time. We're going to do this, and then we're going to eat dinner, and then we're going to watch TV, and then we're going to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then something goes bad. That's when I get a little okay. Tiffy. But right. No tiffiness tonight.
All right. Because I heard you kind of do the, you know, the.
I breathe sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, here's something that I thought about. I was going to do this on my podcast, but I thought since we're down here, we could talk about it. It's something that dawned on me the other day when I was sitting in the basement.
Uh-oh.
Look around the basement.
Yes.
See all the stuff that's in the basement?
Yes.
Just stuff.
Yes.
Just everything.
Right.
All that stuff costs money.
Correct. That's why it's in nice bins to keep it nice and.
No, I know, but when you look around, you think about
all
the money.
I have done that.
Have you done that before? I've never done it before. I was down here playing with the cat, and we will talk about the new cat. We got a new cat, but I was down here the other day just looking around and thinking, every single item that's in this basement at some point
costs something.
Costs something.
Yep.
And you're just like, wow, there's just.
Well, we got like our holiday section over there. And uh-huh. You want to reuse those because you don't want to spend $50 to $100 every year to decorate for holiday.
Exactly.
You got Janet's winter clothes.
Uh-huh.
Because closet space is limited in our
household. Oh, no. You're making logical sense. I'm talking about just. I'm talking about.
Oh, I got to stop that. Stop that right now.
Stop making sense. No, I'm just saying, just look around at the other stuff. Just
right.
Like
the
lampshade.
Why do we have random lampshades that have never been opened?
Because they were replaced on the lamps. I bought better shades.
Okay. And so, why did you keep the crappy shades?
Because they were brand new and wrapped. And
we should like paint them like cool colors.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Just look around. And back behind there's my old my rat cage, the back there.
Yeah, salt and pepper.
Yeah. And so just everything, I was like, man, if you think back of everything, just in general, even people listening, think back about every little thing you've ever, look around the room, a cookie jar, all the CDs, books, if you had the money that's just laying around of your stuff, that's stuff.
Right.
That's what got me thinking about it. Just like the $2 for the cord that, you know, the mic cord that's just laying in the bin here. Every little something is $1, $2, $3.
Are you sad about it?
No, I don't think I am. But it just dawned on me that how much over the years, you think, I wonder how much.
Stuff.
Because you think about now the rest of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Just a coat and the coat hangers to hang them on. And
how do I always think I don't have clothes? I do that.
You're like, I don't have anything to wear.
I need a new dress. And then I go to my closet. I'm like, I have a lot of dresses. Why didn't any of those come to mind before I spent $30 on a new dress?
Now, is that how we become this society of stuff? You know, are other people in other countries, are they just happy with their tiny little closet? And this is the 6 shirts. And
yes, we are spoiled brats here.
Is that what it is?
And I think I've gotten worse over the last few years. Like, I used to just not shop much.
Uh-huh.
Didn't really pay attention to what was in. I kind of kept to the basic stuff. But the last couple of years, I think it's your influence on me. I'm like,
well, you need something to wear to that.
I don't need solid red and pink and black that will be in style for 20 years.
You
I
need
skulls.
Fashionable stuff now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think? Should we just have like a giant garage sale?
I've been saying that for 3 years. Oh. How's the garage?
Garage is packed. Now the basement's
actually
getting that way.
No,
you're a hoarder. You're a hoarder. You have to admit. look around. Like you said, you just have tubs of clothes down here that you don't even.
I have my summer spring clothes and my fall winter clothes.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, when I moved into this house, this basement was a wreck.
It was, and you did a great job of actually.
I would stumble on things.
I couldn't find things down here.
Right. Now you kind of can, right?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that things are in boxes, and you've, like you said, you set up the area. That's Christmas area.
Right.
That's Halloween area.
Easter.
That's records and stuff area.
Computers.
That's electronics area.
Yeah. I tried to organize it a little bit so we could have, like, this basement isn't finished, and I'm okay with it because it's still very functional.
Yeah.
I think if we threw up walls and stuff, it would make it smaller.
It would feel smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And
we'd have to make like mirror walls.
And you wouldn't feel like you were down in the basement studio.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the cats, the new cats. Now let's move on to...
It's been a week. 1 week.
Is it today?
Yes. 1 week ago, you were coming back from California,
mm-hmm.
and I had to stop by PetSmart to get a new collar for Butterfly because hers was ugly and dirty and I couldn't get it clean anymore.
Uh-huh.
And they were having a big dog event, like... Dumbfreds League. Who's,
take a dog.
Yeah. Adopt a dog. And I'm like, me being a cat person, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go say hi to the cats because I bet no one's paying attention to them. Because there's a lot of dog people in this world, not as many cat people. And so I went by the cats and I fell in love.
With rain.
Rain. And we've had a lot of rain in Colorado over the last few weeks. Not in the last week. It stopped.
You think that's why the Dumbfreds League called it rain in its little cage there that day? Because...
I don't know. They said that he didn't know that name. They don't know his real name.
So that's probably why.
Right.
That's probably why they gave him the name Rain, because it's so much rain.
But I kind of like the name Rain, and mm-hmm. it reminds me of all of that Colorado's been through in the last few weeks. And yeah, he's 8 years old. He is declawed like Pooh Bear.
And that's why they were giving it away, because nobody wanted
it. Right, because he was older.
8 years old.
But I figured a kitten would just annoy the heck out of Pooh Bear. I thought an older, chill cat... They would, like, be
Boy,
cool.
They didn't at first.
At first, you know, I'm, growing up, we had cats all the time. And we would just throw new cats in with old cats and let them fight it. No one died. But then I tried that. Pooh Bear, who I've had for 8 years, got very mad at me and cussed at me in cat language. And
how do you cuss at me?
I heard the X-rated words.
Uh-huh.
So I had to Google and what to do. And so we split them up for a few days where they had their own food, their own water, their own litter boxes. But now a week later, they are sitting 4 feet from each other and they could care freaking less.
They are almost lovers now.
That's my goal. Both of them are fixed, so there's not going to be any kittens. But I was hoping they could grow old and live happily ever after.
The Rain has like a mountain lion face.
Yes. If you follow us on Facebook, you've seen pictures. And he's a beautiful cat. And that's what I initially fell in love with him. But then when everything else fell into place, 1, free, 2, no claws, 3, he's fixed.
You were going to take him anyway.
No.
If you'd have called and I said, we don't need another cat in that basement.
And then I would have been like, you're right. Because I was torn. I'm like, I would like this, but do we really need this?
But you knew what a softy I was, because I was like, sure. Well, sure, I thought I'd been thinking about getting a pal.
I know
for
you
Pooh
had.
Bear.
Yeah, I know you had. Like, you are the one that planted that seed. So when I found the perfect pal, they're both asleep. And
it is just so sweet.
I
just
wonder if they've been running around all day and that's why they're exhausted.
They're tired?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, I hope.
Oh, no, quiet. If we listen real quiet.
Do you hear Pippi crying? Oh.
Oh, you can barely hear it. I don't know if they can hear it on the podcast.
That's Angel. She's the cousin to Moon Pie and Butterfly.
Another American Eskimo is upstairs.
We have five animals in this
house. In the house right now.
There are more animals than people.
That's why I think our friend Jeremy, Radio Jeremy, posted on my Facebook wall, your house smells like a petting zoo.
It does not, Scentsy. God bless Scentsy.
Yes, God bless Scentsy.
And we clean. We
you got
clean.
Sucked into a Scentsy party once,
I did,
didn't you?
I did.
Are you not allowed to say no at one of those parties? Because everybody
it's
always
seems very difficult. Like, you want to go, like, minimal, okay, I'll get just this, but then if you've never had Scentsy before, which I hadn't, well, you have to get the pot that the Scentsy cubes go into, and then you have to buy the cubes of Scentsy, and I ended up spending $70 for the whole starter kit, and she emails me every month. She's a very good salesperson, that Scentsy
lady.
Is it
something you should get into, or?
No, I see a lot of my Facebook friends are Scentsy people. I'm not one to be like, hey, you want to buy my crap?
Me either. I want to punch those people.
I don't want to punch them.
Okay, I don't want to punch them. But I do want to, like, rip the Scentsy stickers off the car. Oh. You see them driving around? About the Scentsy. Ask me about the Scentsy party.
Right. I have a lot of Facebook friends that they had Facebooks before, and then I never really saw them post. Then all of a sudden, they're Scentsy representatives, and they're posting five times a day, and it's like,
I think it's the economy.
Wow.
People look for another way to make a little extra cash, and
Scentsy very popular.
Is it one of those pyramid scheme kind of things that you sign up people and they sign up people and then you give your stuff down to them?
I don't think so. I think you're a Scentsy rep and you get a percentage and you get discounts. And yeah, I don't think it's pyramidy.
Mm. I know there's a lot of the pyramidy things.
Pyramidy. We made pyramid-y. Up a word.
There's a lot of the vitamin things that are pyramidy.
Yes. Are you still doing the vitamin drink? You were doing there for a while?
No.
Okay.
I was doing a lot of that, and that was part of that pyramid-y thing.
That yeah, that's what made me think
you
of that.
You get it through me, and you can get it at a discount, and use my number, and then if you signed up to distribute, you'd give it even cheaper. And I was like, oh, I could? And I did that for like a year, and it kept coming and more, and I can't keep up with this, and it's expensive, so see ya.
Right.
I can't even remember the name of it. It was some kind of super vitamins that are made in Korea.
Not FDA approved.
Because, But they, as far as I know, they're supposed to work. Remember, we actually have friends that go, change my hair color.
Right.
Did you
see that much of a difference?
I don't know. I think I felt a little more energetic, but I think vitamins do that. You know, I didn't feel like, I feel muscle regenerative coming back on, and
I'm
feel
gonna go
like
run a mile.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really true or not.
No, this was a big week in our life because Big Brother freaking ended.
We don't even know who won. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We just haven't watched,
and we're gonna talk about it.
Are we gonna watch?
We are gonna watch. Okay. I'm not gonna delete it. We're gonna watch it.
Are we? Spoiler alert.
If you haven't heard, like us and it's going on a week and you haven't watched the season finale because it was 90 minutes, don't listen.
It's Andy.
Andy.
Andy. I love Andy. He's the ginger.
Andy Heron. He won $500,000 by a vote of 7-2 over Gina Marie Zimmerman.
I thought Spencer should win. I was all.
Did you ever think he would win?
Yeah, I thought he was going to just float through and make it all the way to the end. The way he and Andy were doing it, I knew it had to come down to he and Andy. I thought Gina would have been gone. Gina Marie would have been gone a long time ago. She was so annoying.
She was.
But
she was so quiet there for a long time. But when you poked her, like, she got all...
When she first came in the house, it was like, nah-uh, Jersey Shore, Snooki bitches, Wasn't it?
Wow, yes. Yeah. I found a list of the top six highlights of the season.
Uh-huh.
I want to go over them with you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, number one, the bed flipping incident.
Yes.
The season was filled with insane fights, but none as dramatic and intense as Aaron against Candace. And Aaron proceeded to flip Candace's bed following Nick's eviction. The Mean Girl Alliance, made up of Gina Marie, Aaron, and Caitlin, was already on edge. Tack on the fact that Helen, viewed by them as an adversary, notched an HOH victory. When Candace confronted Aaron about her flipped bed, the Mean Girls resorted to spewing racial slurs at Candace. which was not uncommon during this season.
This whole season. Yeah. And everyone was complaining about that. Because Big Brother America just put up the disclaimer up front.
Right. They're like, this. We can't control what they say. It's true. Like, they can't.
Big Brother UK, you're immediately called to the diary room. Mm. When something like that happens, you're immediately called and go, we remind you, this is your, after this, you're gone. Mm. That's the way they do
Half
it.
Half the house would have been gone.
Well, yeah, but that's.
Right.
But they didn't warn them. They just do up the disclaimer. But I don't know if that's bad or not. I think sometimes.
It's a social experiment.
It's a social experiment. Show it and let it happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number two, Amanda controlled the house, which was kind of shocking.
Well, Amanda's boobs controlled the house.
When McCray Olson won the first head of household, Amanda Zuckerman immediately jumped into bed with him, and the two would never be apart. Though Amanda partnered with someone who was in power early on in the season, she never actually won competitions until week 9, which annoyed the heck out of me.
Did it?
Yeah, I'm like, why is this crazy lady controlling the house when she's not winning anything?
Because she was the... H-O-H-O.
Yeah, she found herself in the HOH room controlling the nomination and votes. When America nominated Amanda twice in a row, the House failed to take the chance to send a powerful player out of the game. Her bullying tactics seemed to work on the House guests, with many admitting that they were too scared to go against Amanda. But then finally, Gina Marie, and this is why she deserved to be in the final two, made the biggest move of the game. And she put Amanda up on the block against McCray.
And then she was like, you get out.
Yes.
Out, you get out.
And then number three, a jury member reentered the game, which was very intense.
Judd.
They got to compete. Yeah, he came back into the game. Number four, the moving company lasted a second.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the very first alliance. It was Jeremy, Spencer, McCray, and Nick, I believe that covers it all. It was the very first alliance, and it lasted like a week and a half.
They just jumped in and said,
right,
let's be this. They didn't even really know each other, did they?
No.
Is that part of the show in general,
though?
You're
beefy. Howard was in it, too.
But that's sort of, everybody knows you have to make an alliance.
Right.
So they just did it. They didn't even think about it, really. They just, we're supposed to have one, let's be us.
Right. We're all very strong men, so let's just do it. And it didn't last. And then another one that, number five, that really annoyed me, kind of made the season a little boring, was voting with the House. The HOH technically has the power to put up who they want. But this season, it seemed whatever the House wanted, the House got. The majority of the evictions were either unanimous or near landslides. Very few of the House guests attempted to go against the House and keep who they wanted. And on eviction night, votes would come down with disclaimer, I reluctantly vote to evict, or I'm sorry that I'm evicting.
Mm-hmm.
And that was obnoxious. It's like, there, you know, there's usually more ties. Like 4-4, the HOH has to break the tie. Or... It was just
annoying. Everybody say this could be the worst season ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully next year will be better. And then number six, season of showmances. There were a lot of showmances. Big Brother is known for showmances, but this time around, there were couples everywhere. Here are just some of the pairings. McCray and Amanda, of course, Jeremy and Caitlin, Judd and Jesse, Judd and Aaron, and then Candace and Howard. Judd was a little...
He was a little hoe man.
Yeah.
What was the one... Who's the... I can't remember her name. Jesse. It was Jesse.
Yes.
Because she was kept like, I got to find somebody.
At the very beginning, she's like, I want to...
Got to hook up.
I'm the hottest girl here. Why do I not have a
man?
Yeah,
she couldn't figure out why nobody wanted her.
That was so sad. So sad.
But do you want to go on TV and hook up like that?
Nope. No. Heck no.
Because now Aaron has to deal with the... her stuff and her hookup with,
and she has come out most
skater
recently.
Skater boy, surfer boy, and
oh yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah,
she, you know, she's one that was the biggest racial comments. She's come out and said that she's fighting her racial demons. That's her most recent quote.
But you saw on the very last one of the episodes that Candace and her were like, they said that they were best friends.
Yeah, they gotten close after the game.
Yeah,
but Candace said that her and Gina Marie would probably never. They just really hated each other.
So I think sometimes what people consider, like the audience considers, that was so racial, that was racist, that it was just one of those deals like, hey, it was a joke, they got it, we're cool, why aren't y'all cool?
But they weren't at first. Like Candace and Howard, if you remember, they were like, there's some stuff being said. But if we acknowledge it, that it bothers us, it's going to put a target on us. But now it's been some time. You don't remember that?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I do remember Candace being a little.
And Howard was the same way. Yeah. He's like, I have a temper. I am having to choose to ignore these because if I let them get to me, I will explode. Yeah.
More?
Anyway. Nope, that's it.
That's it?
Big Brother 15 is out.
And that is all for Big Brother 15.
Andy won.
Gina Marie
won seconds. She won $50,000. And Alyssa won America's Favorite. And I think she probably got like $25,000. I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
Oh, the one thing before we wrap up the
Big Brother
chat was the other complaint that I was reading about was where America picks. Remember Alyssa kept getting the, what was that called, the VIP or whatever?
Yes.
That was a horrible thing. MVP.
Right. Because there was such a big, because Rachel is a former, like, VIP player, won a season. Her and Brendan hooked up on Big Brother, ended up getting married. They've been on Amazing Race. They've been on some wedding show.
She just had too many fans.
And so the Brenchel Army was like voting Alyssa to be the MVP every week. But then when they took it out of America's hands,
it changed.
And they wanted America to nominate the third nominee. That's when Amanda kept getting nominated. And it's like, hello. But the House never understood that it was America deciding. They thought it was someone in the House that wouldn't admit to being the MVP.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought it was interesting.
Well, good.
Well, good.
And we're done.
Are we done?
No. I'm just saying we're done with the Big Brother chat.
So Miley Cyrus is at it again.
I saw the picture with the pasties. Holy God bless America.
Hell. So this last weekend
she's gone to the Britney zone.
This last weekend was the iHeart Radio Music Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And whoo, she was introduced by Britney Spears at this event. And she introduced Miley as my girl, Miley Cyrus. She stepped out on stage for her second iHeart Radio Music Festival performance Saturday night, which was last night, wearing pasties over her nipples and panties underneath a white mesh cover-up that left little to the imagination.
Ah.
She was singing into a fox banana microphone.
Faux. You mean to cut that out or should I leave it in there?
Okay. Can we cut that out?
No.
Dang it, Janet. Fox. F-A-U-X.
Faux.
Faux.
Faux. That means fake.
So a faux banana microphone. So the microphone looked like a banana. She slapped a little person's butt, stuck out her tongue, and grabbed herself while she performed.
She has a thing for the little people. She's done this now a couple times with the little people.
Yeah.
Those fox people.
Those fox people.
What the fox?
I love her new song, Wrecking Ball.
You do?
It's very... I don't like the video.
You don't? She's naked.
She's naked on a wrecking ball.
Right. And then she's licking a sledgehammer.
I know.
How do you know exactly how much to lick a sledgehammer? Is there a right amount of, don't lick it too much because that looks stupid. To gotta be sexy, you can only lick it this much.
I don't know.
Do you think they did survey tests? Like, is this too much? Does she lick too much on this or should she lick more?
When it comes to Miley Cyrus, they have not done any
like, research. Tests.
No, because everyone's like, what? But the song is very emotional and it's got a great meaning behind it.
She came in like a wrecking ball.
Listen to the song before you make fun of it. The video, you can make fun of. The song, you can't make fun of.
All right. I'll listen to it on my new iPhone.
Happy Endings. Remember that show that we used to watch?
Oh, yeah. It got over to another network, didn't it?
I don't know. But the actress, Casey Wilson, she...
Which one was she?
The brunette.
With the low forehead?
The always used, like, big words and... talked like this.
Uh-huh.
And
the one I always thought, she's kind of got the Geico caveman forehead.
Well, she's engaged to the show's creator.
Ooh, good for her.
Yeah, they've been dating for 2 years and they got engaged over the weekend, or actually over Labor Day weekend.
Oh, I heard that show was going to move to another network.
I thought it was canceled, but that would be good. I really like that show. It has Elizabeth Cutbirth and other people in it.
I liked the show. Well, it was one of those stupid kind of Scrubs shows where they... people don't really.
It doesn't really make sense.
Doesn't make sense, and people don't talk like that. But it's still funny.
It is. And in other relationship news, Adam Sandberg got married this weekend.
Adam Sandberg, formerly of Saturday Night Live, and what's
the network? The Facebook movie.
The Lonely Island Boys. I think that's.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, you know, they do all the songs like, I'm on a boat, motherfucker, on a boat.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry, but I might have to beep that.
Why?
I don't know. But that's, you know that song? Remember that was the video that was going around for a while?
I didn't. Mm-mm.
You don't remember that?
No. You'll have to find that for me and share it.
He wasn't the one in the Timberlake video, too, was he?
I don't know.
Dick in the Box?
Possibly.
Do you remember that one at all?
I do, yes. Okay. It's Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel were actually at his wedding.
Were they?
Yeah, they were guests.
As a couple?
Mm-hmm. They're married.
Oh, that's right. Some of my...
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello.
I knew they had dated, that I could remember. But who was he dating?
He's been dating this girl for 5 years. Oh, no. Justin Timberlake?
Yeah. Who was he before Jessica Biel?
Britney Spears?
No, it was Cameron Diaz.
Oh, for a second.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
For a hot minute.
Is that all it was?
I feel like it. Yeah. And then the Emmys are tonight. They've already started, but we're letting them record because we want to fast forward through commercials.
Right.
We're smart like that.
And we got to do this show.
Which we love this show.
We have to do that. No, we love this show. That's one of the reasons I was out cutting the grass in the rain. In the rain. Because that's the kind of man that I am. I was in the rain, lightning striking all around. I could hear.
So that is the kind of man you are. Kind of a little short in the, what is that? Not the brightest crayon in the box. Who mows the lawn when there's lightning outside?
Well, it needed to be done, and I wanted to get this job done before I got it here and did the show for these people.
Yes, and it's very awesome to watch you mow the grass, because that means I don't have to.
Right.
So the Emmys are on tonight. I would go through the list of nominees and crap like that.
That's too much. And by the time people actually listen to this, it's going to be over and done.
Old school. So I thought I'd go over the 10 flushable facts about toilets.
Okay. I saw that headline the other day and I thought about clicking on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to go. There's a lot of numbers involved. So I'm going to try and read this and not mispronounce Fox for faux.
Okay.
Yay. Okay. You get what you pay for.
Wait, hold on. Just to make you feel better.
Did you do that once?
I was in a restaurant, and I ordered a glass of rose wine.
What? This was a long time
ago. Long time ago.
Like 27 years ago.
At least. Rose wine. It's rosé. It's rosé wine.
Yes.
I actually said the word rose to the waiter. He didn't correct me.
Who did? Your date?
No, I did. Myself. As soon as I said it, it was like,
that wasn't right.
Yeah.
I'm sure it happens all the time.
You think so?
Yep.
Because your brain just sees the word and
rose,
it comes out.
Yeah.
Mm. So don't feel bad.
All right. So with toilets, we're going to talk about toilets. You get what you pay for, says Frank Cheney, field supervisor with high-rated Halem's Mr. Plumber.
Mm-hmm.
And more expensive toilets typically have larger trapways, so more stuff goes through them.
So bigger people who take bigger poops need better toilets. Is that what he's saying?
More
there?
Money typically buys a larger toilet flush valve for more forceful flush.
Mm-hmm.
He says a quality mid-range toilet will cost anywhere between $480 to $700 for a toilet.
I don't know anybody that's ever paid that much for a toilet.
Including removal and installation. Tell your plumber what you want, be it more flow or less flow. Any good plumber should be able to guide you to the proper toilet.
Well, the thing now is less flow. Everything, they always try to talk you into those.
Yeah, our toilets are less flow.
I know.
That's obnoxious.
Sometimes you have to...
Shut your mouth. Thank you.
I wasn't going to say how you had to break it.
All right. The first number.
Uh-huh.
222 million.
Right.
It's the number of residential toilets in the U.S. in 114 million households. By contrast, India has 89.8 million toilets in 247 million households.
Whoa, that's a lot of people pooping in the streets or something then.
Yeah. The number 20. It's the percentage of occupied homes with septic systems down from 28% in 1973. We're not on a septic system, right?
No, that's a lot of farm people.
My grandmother was on a septic system. Yeah,
like our cabin up in the mountains is a septic system. And
yeah. You got to be careful with what you put down that toilet if you're on a septic system.
You do.
Yep. Grandma gave me the rules. The number four.
Number four.
Number four. The number of weeks.
I can't wait till we get to the number two on the toilet. Okay, what's number four?
The number of weeks salmonella bacteria survived in a toilet despite the use of cleaning fluids, according to one study. So don't eat out of your toilet.
Ever.
102,000. It's the estimated number of housing units occupied year-round without a flushing toilet.
Ew. Ooh, that's here in this country?
It doesn't say. All right.
I can't imagine living anywhere that you didn't have.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we go to the places that, you know, concerts and things, but, you know, that's one thing.
Outhouses.
Outhouses.
This says housing units.
Housing. You
that's
live.
Where someone lives.
Lives.
Yep. Carrying on with the fleshable facts. Okay. 737. 737.
Okay.
Number of E. coli bacteria scientists planted in toilet... Number of E. coli bacteria scientists planted in toilet bowl that were found scattered throughout a bathroom up to 2 hours after flushing with a toilet lid open.
Yes. I
always put your lid down.
Always put your lid down. But I don't think most people do.
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Because it creates like a little...
Your toilet brush is within. Or not your toilet brush. Your toothbrush is usually within.
Right.
Yeah.
In that area. But when you flush, you know, the circular thing creates that little circular cyclone motion that makes like a little water vapor spout.
It like
spout.
Shows. Whoosh. Yeah. 1.5 million child deaths worldwide each year due to food water tainted with fecal matter. That's a sad fact.
That's a sad.
30%.
When do you get into the number two?
That'll
okay,
be number
30.
Be, yeah. The percentage of indoor residential water use attributed to toilets. 30% of your water usage is attributed to toilets.
Big. It takes a big thing of water to...
Flush the poo, number yeah. two. 300, the industry standard weight-bearing capacity in pounds of a residential toilet seat. So your toilet should be able to handle 300 pounds.
Should be.
There's a lot of people in this country
that
over
are bigger
300.
Than that.
Yeah.
I've always wondered, and I saw it today, and I almost pointed it out to you when we were at Walmart. if
I don't know
if,
that's
if
so
you
funny.
Just think about physics, just actual physics, uh-huh. if you have a really big butt, and you sit down, uh-huh. the pressure will close it up.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Your uh-huh. your crack would close from the pressure if you sat down.
That's why you probably have, there's probably some like movement that has
you
to
You have
happen.
To like open, spread. You have to like hold it open and spread.
I don't want to know.
But didn't that, had you ever thought of that before?
No,
because,
thanks,
you know.
Babe. Did you see someone that was larger?
Yeah, very, very, very.
I didn't notice. Yeah. I'm very focused on what I need to get.
Right, you had your list and you were going. And I.
You hate shopping with
no,
me.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind at all.
You're like, where's she going?
I like to shop because I look for something that, oh, we haven't had that in a while. Or look at that, like I found today, those trout burgers.
Right.
Trout burgers.
Holy muffin.
It's actual rainbow trout that's pressed into burger form, and I can't wait to try it. That's why. I don't think brick and mortar stores will ever go out of business.
No.
You know, we were talking the other night about how mm-hmm. everybody online shops and it's easier, and grocery stores, you can get your stuff delivered and just go online. Mm-hmm. I think there's something about going to a store
and just
and
shopping.
Just shopping.
Yeah. I look forward to grocery shopping. I really do, outside of the pay part. Because
mm-hmm.
groceries are expensive, especially when you try and eat healthy. I've been trying to eat healthy the last few weeks, and it is like crazy town.
I'm quiet over here now because I'm holding Butterfly.
Oh, that's right. Hey,
and
Rain.
The cat is trying to get in. The new cat, Rain, is trying to get into my lap. There's probably going to be a skirmish if you don't take Butterfly. Thank
all
you.
All right. So
thank
number
you.
The next one.
Okay, the next toilet. Uh-huh. And you just whack the mic. That's all right.
Is three. It's the millions of dollars given by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as part of its Reinvent the Toilet Challenge to improve sanitation in third world countries.
Turn your mic up there just to the side.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. They want to improve sanitation?
In third world countries.
I heard he's got like 70-something billion dollars.
He is, once again, the richest man, according to Forbes, in the United States, and it has been for like 15 years, half of my lifetime.
Yeah.
I would be okay if he donated money to me.
Well, but that kind of money, why doesn't he just buy everybody a toilet?
Right. I don't know. And the last one is $6,390. It's the retail price of Kohler's Numi, one of the most expensive retail toilets, with features such as a deodorizer, a bidet, mm-hmm. Almost jacked that one up.
Oh, yeah,
A heated seat, built-in speakers, and motion-activated lid.
I've got to have one of those.
$6,390.
I have got to have one of those. I'm going to sell some of the crap down here in this basement and buy a good toilet.
There you go. That's a plan.
Yeah.
Well, so that's what I got for you. What do you got for me to this? I feel like I carried you today.
You pretty much carried this. No, the only the one you. Well, let's flush the show. And
Are you calling us number two?
No, we're number one. We're number one. The only thing that I was going to mention on the show was that the new iPhones came out, the 5S and the 5C. And apparently, the one story that I found said they are not as sturdy as the other iPhones, and people need to be careful.
So be careful with your
with
new
your
iPhone.
New iPhone that they
stop shoving it in my face. Mm-hmm. You have it.
Yeah.
Two people in one day
have already done that. Look, I got the new.
Good for you. Yay.
But the article said that iPhone, since the beginning, each one has gotten better because they've drop tests that they've improved the phones, mm-hmm. and for whatever reason, this one does not even rate.
Because there's so many phone cases that. Like OtterBox. God bless you, OtterBox. I love you.
OtterBox probably is one of the best.
Fort Collins.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's where
they're Colorado
at.
Company. God bless them.
Yes. And they protect my phone because I am an accident-prone fool.
I dropped my iPhone, the first one I got, the same day I got it.
I went back. Gracious people.
Yeah. I dropped it, shattered it, and they were like, oh, we are not supposed to do this. But...
Within I think a 24-hour period.
I think they really felt bad that I was in it. Well, I was standing at the urinal. This is what happened. God. And I went to put it in my pocket so
toilets.
I could so I could use the bathroom. And I was went to put it in my pocket, and I missed my pocket and just dropped it like right. And you just heard the.
And you're like, I know the F word was thrown out.
Yeah.
I've seen you drop your phone. And,
Yeah. Well, we made it to another podcast.
We did. You're going to Rome, and I'm going to work.
Yes, I'll be going to Rome. Anybody gets this, I will be on a cruise ship working Celebrity Cruise Lines somewhere in the Mediterranean.
You're not back until October the 8th, mm-hmm. so we're not going to have a new podcast until after that.
Unless we try to Skype one day. Maybe we won't do another podcast.
I'm like, that's a lot of pressure because you're usually calling me when I'm at work and we cannot do a podcast during that time.
That's true because the time zones is major difference. Right. All right. Well, thanks for listening to Recall Sheets one more time. Tell people how to get a hold of you.
PinkBarb27 at Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest.
Oh, that Pinterest
Snapchat.
Is
good. Snapchat's new.
Mm-hmm.
I love my Snapchat.
You do. You Snapchat.
I really do.
A lot.
I'm going to Snapchat. I don't have my phone with me.
All right. Well, and you can find me at Google, Steve McGrew. Just
and
Google.
You're everywhere.
It's everywhere. Because you got to see the videos. That's what I got to push the
YouTube,
videos.
YouTube, man.
YouTube. All right. We'll see you next time on
Wrinkled Sheets.
Wrinkled Sheets. Bye. Yep. That was it. That was Wrinkled Sheets. Let us know. Did you like it? You could bookmark that one. Make this another. God, listen. There goes the dog. You start talking, and the dog goes off again. We have a voice activated dog in this house. It's annoying. It's really annoying. Okay. Well, that was the Wrinkled Remasculated Sheets. I'll get you a new podcast soon. All right, guys. See ya. Bark your ass off, dog. Go on, bark, dog.